gospel soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the show. I had to come back and do it all over again. But to God be the glory. Amen. So we got an exciting show for you today. It's Networking Tuesday. Monday is Let It Play Monday. And today is Networking Tuesday. So we want to get it started, first of all, with your weather, let you know what's going on. With your week, of course, today is February the 6th, 2024. And so, let's see. Y'all already know that the sun is shining. The highs are in up 60, north winds around 5 miles per hour. For Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy, not as cool, with lows in the upper 50s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Thursday, cloudy, highs in the lower 70s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. All right, when you tune in on Wednesday, tomorrow, we'll let you know what's going on in the forecast for the rest of the work week. Yeah, I had to kick the show out and start the show off. But to God be the glory again. Amen. We're going to keep on, amen, giving him praise. We're going to keep on doing what we called to do. Amen. It ain't easy all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're going to have to scrap some stuff. Then you're going to have to begin again. You want things done in excellence. And that's what we do here. We're going to get the show started with Father. We'll be right back.
That's why I call his name. I call him my father.
Oh, my God.
king to rise no more. In the savior of the sea, heard my despairing cry. From the waters within me, now save him, my
Holy Father.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh, we thank God, amen, for being back. Amen. Hallelujah. And I have to check, because last time we got booted out of the studio and everything went haywire. Yoshi started barking. Somebody was knocking on. It was crazy. So we just thank God for being back. Hopefully, in Jesus' name, we're going to come against all distractions so that we can do what we are here to do, which is network. I want to tell you about some businesses that's listed in My Gospel Soul magazine. Read a little bit of our history with My Gospel Soul. Also, you can go to mygospelsoul.com and you can read all about us. Okay. You can read all about us. We've been at this for a while. Amen. Persevering, of course, because a lot of times you want to throw in the towel, you want to give up, but guess what? You know, God is a keeper, amen, and you got to trust him, amen. I've heard a lot of, now don't get me wrong, it's folks that say go do something else. It's folks that say, hey, you've been doing it for this, for the years, and you got to, like they used to say back in the day, you got to know that you know, okay? And mind your business. Make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So we just thank God for My Gospel Soul. We thank God for all the doors, avenues that My Gospel Soul has opened up for us. Hopefully in the upcoming years, praise God, you will see us, amen, on a bigger platform, praise God, doing bigger things, glory to God, amen. But we're going step by step, amen. And if God decides to boot us up some grades, that's God's business, amen. But where God has us, we will appreciate and we will do what he has called us to do. So to tell you a little bit about our history, we were established in 2009. That's March of 2009. And we did, we hosted the My Gospel Soul Awards in 2011. And let me tell y'all something. We had a wonderful time at the My Gospel Soul Awards, just celebrating different people that had participated with My Gospel Soul magazine. We interviewed people we knew in our community that were doing great things to help others. We celebrated them with the My Gospel Soul Awards. We look forward to doing it again. Amen. I've been speaking that because I really would like to do it again. You know, amen. I've hosted this talk show for you since 2009, and like I said, have interviewed some very, very wonderful people. Phyllis Martin, she's the founder of Root of a Woman magazine. We've been interviewed in Divine Wellness magazine, but we were talking about salvation after HIV. We've interviewed God's writer, Wendy M. Olakuku, Prosperity, Falu, Von Juan. We've talked to a number of people. We just had the pleasure in the past couple of years to talk with Melba Moore, you know, Tony award-winning recording artist. And we also got to talk to a very notable Christian leader, Cindy Trimp. And we're so excited about it. And look, we got more to come, you know, full speed ahead. And look, let me tell you something. One thing that you don't do, can I just drop this nugget? One thing that you don't do is compare yourself to other people. When you get to comparing yourself to other people and their progress and successes or their downfall or whatever, you begin to lose track of what you're supposed to be doing in your own life. So let me just encourage you to focus on you. Focus on what God has called you to do and stay in your lane. Come on. Stay in your lane. All right, let me just, I threw mygospelsoul.com out there or mygospelsoulmagazine.com. You can go there, check it out, see what's going on. But I wanted to share Hazine with you, our Hazine magazine. And it's really, we just posted our magazine. So we want you to go in there, check it out. We have story of the month. We did this issue in November. We are preparing a new issue coming up. And Janitra Ledette tells her story on page one. So you can go check that out. On page two, it talks about, we got different businesses listed. We got Lady Sharon Moore. Let me tell y'all something about Lady Sharon Moore. When I say sings the house down under the anointing, will change the atmosphere in a building. Come on. Hallelujah. A confident ain't, listen, got a call on her life and she walking in it with all authority. So if you would like her to come out to an event, you will give her a call at 832-868-2437. Now, let me tell you, she is a serious gospel recording artist. Her music is played all around the world. And I'm just excited to be friends with such a wonderful woman of God. We also have listed Fresh New Beginnings Full Gospel Church with Apostle Anita Smith. She has church, her services are hosted by the church Bethany Baptist Church. That's right there on the corner of Calhoun and the Feta. When you exit Cullen, you come across the freeway. I mean, you go through the light, and right there at that corner, it's a little church right there. That's at 7336 Calhoun Road. You want to come out and you want to listen. I sit in the service, praise God, with Fresh New Beginnings. And when I tell you they came to have church, they came to have church. Listen, singing and praising. And when I say good word, amen, good word. Sundays at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. For more information on that, you can give Apostle a call at 832-287-7561. If you need prayer, I'm telling you, she's available for you. Oh, I got the best burgers in town. I had the opportunity on a date to go out to Langford Grocery. Now, I know y'all saying grocery. The best burgers in town. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen, now I'm going to be honest with you. I'm from South Park. Well, I'm really from Atlanta, Texas, but I've been in Houston long enough to call it home. I'm going to tell you. listen. They got some good burgers. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm a food, like to say, a food connoisseur. I am that person. So if I tell you that the burgers are good, I ain't playing with you. I'm not playing. I'm serious. So I had a good time at Langford. You can look that up. They are a local household name, really, for Houston, Texas. So I got to eat there. Then I want to tell you about the Nickel Sandwich Shop. My goodness. the Nickel Sandwich Shop. Listen, they not look. And I just saw Slim Thug come out of there. I hate y'all repeating myself because somebody was calling my phone. I went to the Nickel Sandwich Shop. Now, Slim Thug ate there. He posted on Instagram. You go check it out so y'all know I'm not lying. The Nickel Sandwich Shop, the food is good. Me and my daughter went, and we ordered a sandwich. She ordered a po' boy. I had to order fried fish because that's just who I am. I'm just gonna be honest. I'm gonna order some fried fish because I love fish. And when I say that, look, you have to go. You have to go. Okay. Nickel Sandwich Shop. All you do is exit. I exit Lockwood. Come up on Lockwood. I make that left. Come across. Come down to that first light, and you look over to your right, and you see the Nickel Sandwich Shop. I'm sorry. You make that left. Come on down. Look to your right at that light right there where that CVS is. Come on, y'all know Fifth Ward. Y'all know what I'm talking about right there on Lyons. Yeah. And when I tell you Nickel Sandwich Shop is what it is, barbecue, seafood, chicken, all that. So please go by, check it out. Also, I got to drop by. I had breakfast at the El Dorado, okay? Breakfast at the El Dorado. I really went in the El Dorado because Sunday mornings when I was headed to my office, I needed to eat breakfast on the way. I didn't want to have to go out of my way. So I was coming through Third Ward, and I say Third Ward ain't going to fail me. So I stopped at the El Dorado and had breakfast. Listen, beautiful atmosphere. I saw some work from Robert Hodge in there, which I met Robert Hodge personally some years ago. I have had the pleasure of going to a couple of his exhibits, and my God, when I tell you an absolute artist, listen, absolute. So you see that in there, you see, and you'll see local vendors, their food and their wines. It was something to behold. And yes, I was kept in the house as a child, so everything excites me. But listen, well, let me say this. I'm sensitive to marvelous things. So when I went into El Dorado, it was a very nice experience. The lady that helped me at the front counter was very, very sweet. She was very inviting, talked, you know, communicated well. It was amazing. And when I say communicate well, I'm saying I forgot that I had somewhere to be. So, you know, shout out to the El Dorado. All right, so look at on the next page we have we got an article. We got an article, as I think coming up on Thanksgiving. Then we have press release for Mello the singer. She's on Instagram. You can go check her out. Let's see. And then we have some more businesses. Jackie Curry is a real estate mogul here in Houston. And when I tell you this is who you need to contact if you're trying to move to Houston, you're trying to find you a home. I didn't say a house. I said a home. She's who you need to talk to. And I'm trying to get, let me get in here so I can get you her information. Her number is 713-657-0503. She signed up with the magazine and has been riding with us ever since. Okay. Now we do want to let you know that we have some $20 business listing available. So if you want to get listed, now a listing is just a five-line listing. Five lines of your information. You choose what information you want to share. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Okay, Rare, real and respected everywhere. Now, this is a clothing brand that I love. If you go to Instagram, you can look up Real and Respected Everywhere, and this clothing brand will pop up. You see a huge R and an E. Check it out. Man, let me tell you, clean. You want to check it out, all right? So that was our issue of My Gospel Magazine. We got some new articles we'll be putting in for the next issue. If you would like to be a part of My Gospel Soul, all you have to do is email us at mygospelsoul@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We'll be right back.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand, yeah. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible on the wall.
Welcome back to the show. Y'all listening to My Gospel Soul and Networking Tuesday. Networking Tuesday, like I said, we share different We share different businesses. We share churches, like you heard me share Fresh New Beginnings Full Gospel Church. I'll give you that address again. It is at 7336 Calhoun Road. It's with my apostle Anita Smith. If you want to come out, you want to, you know, be a part of that, you can. Now, this half of the show, we'll talk a little bit about, we'll do more, talk about more businesses, and we will get into what's going on with Out the Box Ministries, Life Impact Center, as well as Eagles United Ministries, Full Gospel Church. We'll get into that. We got a commercial floating around Facebook. We want it floating around Twitter. We're going to have it on Instagram, all that good stuff. So you can come by, check it out. See what we're doing. I'm going to do more of a commercial, probably be working on it today for the church in general. And that's another thing that we offer, websites we offer. It's a lot. A lot of stuff we offer. We're trying to get a little package together, you know, to put out there. For those of you that are artists and you would like to present yourself in a professional manner, I do electronic press kits. That's for artists, pastors, authors, whatever it is that you are, you want to be able to send out an electronic press kit. So I do those. I do bios. I do, you know, all kinds of stuff, websites, flyers, you know, all that good stuff. So if you are trying to market yourself, you need to email me at mygospelsoul@gmail.com. My Gospel Soul does all of that. You need flyers. You need letters, letterheads, all of that kind of stuff. That's what we do, okay? Website built. We do that, you know. So get with us, you know. You've been putting it off long enough. It's time to get your stuff together. It's time to get it together, okay? Well-functioning, if you're trying to get your T-shirt business and you need a T-shirt website, or you need, you know, or you have the website and you don't know how to build it, or you don't know how to set it up. And sometimes when you're dealing with websites that go off of templates, you're dealing with a tool that has templates, that's a good thing to do. But you may not know how to build it or have the time. That's when you call My Gospel Soul. Okay, we will handle that for you. And you can call 346-395-7325. Texas. Okay, Texas. Me and my daughter, let me tell you something. When I say she's cold with the graphics, she is. Lloyd.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Want to get into this church business, talk about what we got coming up. How you feeling today?
I'm pretty good, thank you, Faz. How are you?
I'm doing good, a little tired. Yoshi just barking up a storm. I started this show and had to start it over, Pastor, because Yoshi started having a fit. Somebody started knocking on it. It was a lot. Oh, Lord. So I had to throw the show in the trash and start all over again. You know, but amen.
Yeah.
To God be the glory. Okay, let's see. Now I'm going to pull up a couple of flyers.
Amen.
Pull up a couple of flyers. Ooh, I see a flyer right there. That's a nice one. Okay, you guys, over at Out the Box Ministries, Life Impact Center, and Eagles United Ministries Full Gospel Church, we have put them together. I think we got to come up with a compact name. Our names kind of smashed together, but anyway, we have some stuff. We got some stuff coming up, don't we, Pastor? There's some stuff coming up, and I'm excited about it. Now, the first thing we want to talk about, because I want to go in the order of which things are being done. First thing we got coming up on February the 17th, at 1 p.m., we are doing another casting call. It's going to be kind of a casting call and a rehearsal because we need to set the date for the play, okay? The name of the play is Get On Board, all right? If you have a dream of acting, you want to just, you know, be a part of a good first beginning play or whatever it is, wherever you are in your career, you want to come out and be a part of it, we invite you out. We had some wonderful people show up for the first casting call. And Pastor kind of got, I kind of casted Pastor for for a role, you know, because we kind of were lacking men for the auditions. And so I just I just threw Pastor in there. Pastor is such a good spirit because he went ahead and said, all aboard. It was done with. Pastor, what do you think about the play so far? About the casting and everything?
Man, I was blessed even in the casting. I was blessed. And you have to pay attention to the hidden message in the play, that it was in the eyes of Harriet Tubman and that she freed the slaves. And we, too, once was freed by Jesus's blood and what Jesus did getting on the cross. And those women that were there, I mean, they sung their hearts out. I mean, they were singing like we had church there. Amen.
Yes,
so I was blessed.
Yes, we did. And I was so excited because one of the young ladies, when I say she could sing, my God. Oh, I enjoyed myself. And I look forward to seeing who shows up for this next casting call. We are calling for the men. Now, I'll have to substitute some ladies in some of those parts, but I need some. Now, we did find two guys that I sent them a copy of the script, so they are excited about the parts. Hopefully, they'll show up on that Saturday to audition. Yes, so I'm excited about that. Now, our next thing coming up, Pastor, is in April, okay? You know, I always let you talk about it because I love to hear you talk about the revival.
Amen, amen. This our first annual spring revival. It will be April the 11th through the 13th. We have some awesome men of God that will be bringing the message. We have Pastor Kink from Valley Community Bible Church in Liberty, Texas. He will be there on April the 11th. To open up the services, the awesome man of God, as well as we have Pastor Charles Newman from Antioch, Columbus, out of Columbus, Ohio, will be doing the 12th through the 14th. And I say the 14th because we have a family and friends on that day at 10:30. So everybody come out to the revival. God gave us the vision, Isaiah 61:4, about it's time to rebuild God's people, the ruins, everything that the enemy done stole, everything that the enemy done destroyed. God said it's time to rebuild. So that's what we're going to be doing, rebuilding the lives of God's people, rebuilding the lives of people that have not yet even been saved. But we're going to, and we pray that revival falls like on the days of Azusa. When they fell in the city streets were just covered with people laying out. We praying for a manifestation of God so strong that people will leave not being the same again. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm excited about it. Praise God. Excited to see what God is going to do. Praise God. And like you said, amen. You got to come. Look, you got to show up with expecting God to do something for you. Come on, hallelujah. And if you're excited about it and you feel, amen, that God is going to do something for you, grab somebody else and say, come on, come on. I remember when I was coming up and revival came to our little town in Atlanta, Texas, amen, or Shiloh. Look, it's a place in my hometown called Shiloh, y'all. And the revival would come to Shiloh and to Roy's Church of God in Christ. Come on. And they had that those I guess you'd say tint on the windows, but it looked like stained glass windows. And when the revival would come, we had the wood floors, come on, and the tambourines, and then the place was so packed, they had to open the windows. You had people in the windows, amen, for the revival. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. And I'm asking God, amen, to just bring that revival. I want to see, amen, glory to God. I want to see. It says that, amen, in the word of God, it talks about how people were so pressed at this, because Jesus had come, and it was a guy, he couldn't get in. He couldn't get in. Now watch this. I want you to get this part. It said, but his friends picked him up, carried him to the roof, and oh my God, somebody will catch that in a minute. They couldn't get in the door. But his friends, I want you to get this, praise God, amen. His friends said, we're going to get you in there, amen, by any means necessary. They climbed to the roof, praise God, took the roof off the place. I dare you, praise God, to be that friend, amen, that'll take the roof off the place, amen, so that somebody can get close to the fire. Come on, hallelujah. God,
and isn't that the
hallelujah.
Isn't that around the scripture that say the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violence mm-hmm. take it by force?
Amen. Yes, it is. Yes,
if you
it
want
is.
Your blessing, you got to reach up and take it by any means necessary. Get close to the power source, which is Jesus Christ.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm believing God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody will be trying to take the roof off. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
To their breakthrough. Glory to God. Then after that, praise God, we got coming up, amen, a woman at the well conference. Praise God. And listen, the woman at the well conference, and we know the story of the Samaritan woman. Praise God. Amen. She went to the well, amen, to get water. But she really, amen, had a divine appointment, amen, with Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. Jesus told the disciples, amen, I have need to go through Samaria. Praise God. They said, but we don't fool with them people. What do you need to go through there for? He said, you go on where you going. Come on, I'll meet you. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'll meet you. Amen. There. But I have need. Oh, my God. Bless somebody today. I have need to go through here. In other words, I got somebody I need to talk to. Is somebody going to be there waiting on me? Praise God. And the Samaritan
amen.
Woman, amen, went there to get water. Praise God. But found out, amen, that ain't the water that you really need. Hallelujah. So, amen, Apostle Anita Smith, praise God, will be in the house, amen. She does my Woman at the Well Conference every year, hallelujah. And this year, praise God, it's Living Water, Never Thirst Again, praise God. And I'm telling you, amen,
amen.
You don't want to miss it. It's going to be May the 19th, I believe.
Yes,
me with all my dates. May the 19th, praise God, amen, at 4 p.m. And let me tell you, y'all, I'm so excited. And those of you, amen, you're already saved. I just want to say this fast before you come. Fast before you come to either one of these services, the revival. I want to challenge you with something. Fast. Push the plate back before the revival. Push the plate back before a woman at the well. Push the plate back because the men's conference, Pastor's going to talk about it in just a few minutes. push your plate back and come with a expectancy, amen. Come expecting God, amen, to take you to a new place in him. Come on, hallelujah. Come, amen, with expecting God to deliver you. We don't know everything that's still stuck to you in your life. We know what we see at church. We know what we see, you know what I'm saying? But you know personally the things in your life that's plagging you. You know the things, you know the place. You might be at a level in God in your life, amen, where you are saying, Lord, I want more. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you come into the building, praise God, amen, I need you to have tunnel vision. Come on. I need your mind to be on God and on what God is going to do, amen, for you. Hallelujah. Amen. See, that's the only way you get, because sometimes we be so hooked on how many people here and how did the praise team do. I dare you to forget about all that and come in there, praise God, waiting for that word. Hallelujah. Waiting for what God is about to say to you. Come on. Hallelujah. You might have been waiting 25 years for a breakthrough. Come on, in a certain area of your life. I want you to come in there, praise God. Amen. We got 3 nights for the revival, Pastor. That's 3 days. Hallelujah. Or is it
yes,
2?
Ma'am.
3 days. Listen to
this. Yes, ma'am. It's the April 11th through the 13th. 3 days.
3 days.
Amen.
3 days.
And then and our family and friends. Day. Amen.
Amen. Listen, let me tell y'all something. God, amen, is so good. Hallelujah. Amen. And sometimes we think, amen, we hiding something. Oh, God ain't going to see that. I'm going to come to church and I'm going to shout and fall out. God ain't going to see that I got some things in my life that ain't lined up. God ain't going to see. But let me tell you something. God sees all and he knows all. But the wonderful thing about serving God is that he loves us enough to wait for us to say, Lord, here I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For us to present our entire life to him as a living sacrifice. Lord, I don't want to hold back anymore. Lord, I want to give you all of me. Come on. Lord, I want to give it all to you. Lord, I want to give you my children. I want to give you my spouse. I want to give you my finances, my job, my career, my business. Lord, I just want to give it all to you. Lord, I just want to surrender all. That song, what's that song, Pastor? Say? It say, I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. Oh, I surrender all. And you got to get lost in that. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to get lost. Yes, amen. In God. You got to say, Lord, no more I, but it's you, Christ. You got to just surrender it all to him. Because some of us got headaches, backaches, high blood pressure. Come on. You got anxiety.
Amen.
And you are constantly on edge. This is why, because you have not given it all to God. Come on, hallelujah. And the best place to be when you can't handle it yourself, praise God, is to be in a great crowd of witnesses. Come on. It's to be in the midst. Ooh, Lord have mercy. To be in where the fire is. Glory to God. So God can burn off all impurities. He can burn off everything that's not like him. Come on. Glory to God. So when you pray, amen, hallelujah, you'll feel his presence in your home. When you pray, glory to God, you'll see, amen, a manifestation of his blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. In your finances, glory to God. You'll see the manifestations in your connections, praise God, with people in your relationships, glory to God. When you surrender all to him, praise God, you will feel the chains break off your life. Come on. You won't worry about the things you used to worry about. You won't complain about the things you used to complain about, because you will realize at that moment, God got me, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I just need to keep my mind stay on him. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, we're going to have a good time. Amen. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I definitely want to talk about the prayer line. I was on the prayer line today, praise God. Amen. And I enjoyed it, praise God, because not only is prayer going on, teaching is going on, praise God. And, Pastor, I was listening to the Black History Moment today during the prayer line, and it blessed me as well. Amen. So I'm going to give the prayer line information. Prayer is at 12 noon every day. Amen. 712. You can call in at 712-432-3900. And the code is 574-503. Again, 774-503. All right, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. So you want to make sure that you're on there. Now, if you want to give, you may not be in the Houston area, praise God, amen, and you want to give, praise God, to this powerful ministry, because we're getting geared up as well. I got a trailer full of stuff, praise God. Let me tell y'all about this trailer. Amen. I got a trailer full of stuff. I got a hitch on the back of my truck. And God keeps showing me to pull that trailer to different empty lots and set up. Amen. Set up a church service. Amen. And just put the Lord put on my heart a generator, praise God. So we don't have to worry about feeding into somebody's electrical outlet. But you know, God will make the way. Amen. And so when you give, I want you to keep these things in mind, praise God. We're not asking you to give so we can pay a light bill. We're not asking you to give so you can pay our mortgage. No. We're asking you to give to sow a seed so that someone can be saved. Somebody, you know, can get clothing. Somebody can get food. Somebody, amen, can get a little help getting shelter, praise God. Amen. These are the things. This is where me and Pastor's heart is, praise God. Who can we help? I had a call this week about some young men that need clothes. Amen. A woman, God, she has women clothes that she wants to give, but she needed men's clothes for these two young men that, you know, that's trying to put their lives back together. So it'll be a blessing if you give so that we can hit. Let me tell y'all what I do so y'all know. I take $20 and I go to the thrift store on Tuesdays. The thrift store on Tuesdays have 50-cent clothes, okay? I can go in there and I can get a crazy amount of clothes for 50 cent a piece. I go in on Wednesday, it's 25 cent a piece for clothing. And this is how we're going to build up our thrift, okay? We're going to have a thrift for those that want to buy clothes that money goes back into the outreach. Let me tell you, God is a strategic God. He give you the plan. So we're asking, amen, because we also need food to be able to feed the people that come in for refuge, amen. So if you want to give, you can give at Cash App $OTBMTX. I'll say it again, $OTBMTX. Okay. And you can put a little message, Cash App have where you can put a little message. You can say, pray for me. You can put your name and your prayer request. prayer, or you can say God bless. You can say something so we'll know who you are. If you don't want, if you want to be anonymous, amen. Praise God. Amen. So again, I'll give it again. $OTBMTX or EaglesUM. $EaglesUM. All right. Now, if you want to do Zelle, you can Zelle at 936-391-5977. All right. Or you can mail in your gift, praise God, to 290 Mitchell. That's M-I-T-C-H. Spell it right, Pastor. Spell it for me, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am. M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, 290 Mitchell Street, mm-hmm. Dayton, Texas, 77535.
77535. You can mail it in. You can mail a letter. If you have, now I do want to put this out there because I love writing people who are incarcerated. If you have a loved one that's incarcerated, I want you to send me their name and address. You can email it to me at mygospelsoul@gmail.com. I love to write people who are incarcerated to encourage their spirit, praise God, and let them know, praise God, somebody's praying for them. Amen. 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 So again, you can email that at mygospelsoul@gmail.com. Okay. So we've had a good show today. Amen. Besides me having to start over. Amen. Hallelujah. But we still got it done. I'm trying to remember if we got anything else. Oh, Salvation After HIV, praise God. Amen. Salvation After HIV, that is our HIV organization, praise God. SAH, mm-hmm. All right? Listen, you can go and check out our website at salvationafterhiv.com, okay? Go there, check it out, praise God. And if God leads you to give, do that. Amen. It's a blessing in being obedient to the Lord.
I believe
that's our announcement.
Men's conference.
Go ahead, Pastor. See, Pastor, keep me on my toes. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. We have an Abraham's men. God gave me the vision of Abraham's men, the favor that rested on Abraham's life, and God gave me that to start the Brotherhood, Abraham's Men. And we're having a retreat. It's going to be at the River Rock Resort in Dayton, Texas. It's out there at a log cabin area in the woods out there by water where we can come in and we give the word and fellowship and eat and play cards, dominoes, and break off into workshops and go fishing and just bond as men. We have three guest speakers that will be there teaching the workshop and summing everything up. It'll be August the 3rd from 11 to 6. It's free of charge. All you men out there, come on out and be blessed by God. More information will be on the way. A flyer will be coming up soon. And just come out and be blessed. Tell a friend to tell a friend. The enemy is trying to destroy the family structure. So we'll be teaching on what God has ordained men as the head of the household and the family structure, the favor that rests on the man's life, and the importance of prayer and with the man. So we'll be teaching on those things. And just come out and be blessed. You'll have a time to go fishing, and it have a swimming pool out there. It have canoes. It have paddle boats. It have the whole nine hiking trails. Just a blessing for men to come out and be men, but also fellowship together and worship together. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Listen, it's time. You know, iron sharpens iron. Amen. Hallelujah. But fellowship is important too. Praise God. We got a fellowship. Praise God. And these young men, praise God, need to be there. Praise God. Wait, are you doing young men? Is it young men or is it, do you want the elders? Because somebody might bring their son or something like that. Can you, you know, what you want to do?
The Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart. So young men, old men, anybody that, men in general, and when I say men, I mean the male sex, any male, young or old, it's time for the elders to, like the woman on the prayer line, say, sprinkle a little seasoning on the younger ones to let them know who God is and what God is about and the goodness of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for this conference. Praise God. Listen, I want you to remember, amen. The show is done, but listen. Please share this show. We're going to post it on Facebook. Amen. Please share. It's a lot of information we share today. Amen. And we need for people, praise God, amen, to hear it. Amen. Glory to God. So please share. I'll be sharing it on my page. I'll send a link to Pastor so he can share it as well. So it's already on Twitter. It's already on, we'll be sharing it on Instagram as well. We love you. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. God bless you. God bless you all.
Amen.
Weekdays on Blog Talk Radio, bringing you news, bringing you words of encouragement to brighten your day. Tune in or call in at 347-826-9424. We look forward to fellowshipping with you.